subscribed to HR yet another episode, but we are excited to kick off this week with a wonderful guest, Lindsay Williams Stanton. Lindsay, welcome to Drive Through HR.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Happy New Year, Lindsay.
Happy New Year.
All right. So here at Drive Through HR, as you know, we talked about during the pre-show, we generally let you introduce yourself to our audience so you can talk about who you are and what you do, and then we'll move on with the topic.
Sounds great. So I have the pleasure of being the Chief Client Officer at DigiMe, and with that, I get to work with some of our larger channel partner relationships. So we've partnered with quite a few of the recruitment process outsourcers in the space, better known as RPOs, the staffing firms, and we're starting to even partner with some job boards. So we at DigiMe are able to provide organizations with digital footprints to help them enhance the candidates that they're pulling in. So instead of a text-based job description, they're representing that in a dynamic video along with cultural messaging and driving their employment brand. And then we're able to track all the candidate activity once we create that content. We embed in their applicant tracking system as well as job distribution services, you know, like a Broadbean, eQuest, and are able to track all the activity, including where the candidates are sharing with the message on social media, mobile. So it gives the employers, especially, you know, our large channel partners, really good insight into ROI and what websites are actually performing and driving the best candidate flow for them.
Well, that is actually a great start right there, Lindsay, because at Drive Through HR, we are happy to talk about, you know, digital footprints, employer branding, and especially where is all these activities are headed in this 2015, because we have seen the emergence of all the employer branding activities, and companies and employers are putting out fantastic videos and telling about their culture, all about all that in the past 2 years. And Glassdoor was emerging as a great partner in terms of helping the candidates review the employer and helping the candidates know which is the best employer of choice. So I'm so excited to talk about all of those, but let me ask you, what's keeping you up at night these days?
That's a really good question. You know, honestly, for us, it's being able to always provide the most strategic innovation to our customers. You know, we're always trying to stay ahead of what's currently happening in the space, and I think we're doing a really good job of that. We actually had an internal all-hands meeting last week to review some of the new product rollouts that we've got coming down the pipeline, and we're very, very excited to put them out to our customers, but it has us all working a lot of hours.
That's really cool. So tell us, how was your experience working with your clients in 2014? And now we are headed to 2015. So what would you like to, what would you like to see them doing more proactively when it comes to attracting candidates?
Yeah, I think you'll agree with this. So, you know, in 2014, we definitely saw a pretty strong shift to more and more organizations actually doing an overhaul of their entire talent acquisition strategy from end to end, the vendors that they're working with, the way that they're going about talent attraction. I think a lot of organizations have, you know, come to the conclusion that, you know, some of the things that we're doing right now as an industry are broken and we need to fix them. And that's just been a really exciting opportunity for us to work closely with organizations and to help them fix that, because as we go into 2015, I think it's going to become extremely relevant because the candidates are now in the driver's seat, and we see it month over month with current job growth and, you know, the fact that we have to do a better job of telling these people the story of why they should be at our organization. We can't sit back like we could a few years ago and just filter through resumes and, you know, be worried about the tools that we're using in the perspective of, you know, self-selection. Now it's really our responsibility in the last, I'd say year especially, and like I said, it's just going to continue to trend that way this year, to really sell ourselves and to tell candidates what differentiates us. And I think that's relevant for every generation. I think, you know, the storytelling aspect and what we as organizations bring to the table is even more relevant when you're talking about trying to attract millennials, because they want to know what your, you know, what your value proposition is to them. And so you really have to be able to sell yourself.
Great. So when it comes to, you know, employer branding, what are some of the aspects that you have seen that your clients or someone out there were doing wrong and that you want to see them doing it correctly in 2015?
Yeah, I think there are a couple different things. Number one, I think authenticity of your message. So, as you know, a lot of organizations kind of have their taglines that are, you know, standard across mm-hmm. multiple companies that are, you know, may or not be classified as generic. I think it's really important when you're thinking about attracting candidates to really think about it almost really from a marketing perspective and being authentic to who you are. I mean, ultimately, you know, when we're attracting people, it's almost like creating a marriage. So the best way to get the person that's going to be a true fit to your organization is to be authentic in your message. So that's first and foremost. I think that's really important. And then the other thing is making sure that you can track and truly know your response rate. So, you know, where I think it's great to create video and host it out on, you know, like a YouTube or Vimeo, you really need to be able to go beyond the views and dig into the candidate data and see how they're responding to your messaging. Are they willing to share it? Is that actually converting to people applying to your jobs, or is it just, you know, kind of a sexy brand message that you have out there? So in order to really truly be able to react and be more strategic in your approach, I think it's very important that you are capturing that data around the candidate behavior so that overall, you know, the effort is, you know, you're not only attracting better people, but if you're becoming smarter about how you're doing it, you're going to be able to save dollars across your organization. And we see that pretty consistently across our client and partner base.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is one of the reasons, like, you know, what HR professionals are not a data geeks, very basically, but then now throughout their profession, they're really wanting to dig into that data and understand what's going on behind the scene and take a valuable decision based on that. So, and that's where you come into place and then help us out when it comes to tracking all those digital footprints out there and even the initiatives that we do from an employer branding or recruitment marketing perspective. So what do you recommend to the HR professionals when it comes to tracking down those data and measuring it very effectively so that they can take some informed decisions?
Yeah, great question. So, I mean, that's definitely the beauty of video. So whereas, you know, you're somewhat limited with text, not only on attraction, but also with tracking, with video, you're really unlimited with the data that you can capture. So what we see organizations doing is baking the videos into their applicant tracking system. We have a very simple embed process through our content management system that allows clients to just drop the content right into their job requisitions in their ATS, and then it's automatically included in all their sourcing strategy. That gives them two benefits, tracking, which I'll talk about in a second, but almost, you know, before that comes, you know, the viral spread, which is so important to get the word out there, and that comes with search engine optimization. So, you know, as you might be aware, you actually get a lot bigger bang for your buck with video on an SEO front than you do a text, because Google and the other engines will place video content 53 times higher up on the search results when it's in your message versus just text. And when candidates are typing in keywords, which, you know, 80% of our candidates are going to Google to start their, you know, job search process, you want your jobs to show up front and center. So you're going to show up front and center on that first page around those keywords, you know, getting better self-selection to start with. And then from a data perspective, we can actually help organizations track not just what websites are driving the best video views, but we, since we are connected to the ATS, we're tracking the applies and for some organizations actually all the way to hire. So they know every website that they're sourcing off of, they can compare the activity. But more importantly than that, what we find is with video, and I'm sure you know this is pretty true with marketing content too, candidates will share that with their social network. So being able to track, okay, you know, this video went out to this discussion group on LinkedIn, or it started on Facebook and then it went to, you know, this niche blog or site where candidates are heavily networking to try to find jobs. So it really does give them a drill down. And at the end of the day, I think empowers a lot of organizations too to leverage their career site, because I think that's something that kind of sometimes gets lost in the mix. You know, we're talking about the boards, or we're talking about, you know, recruiting off LinkedIn, but at the end of the day, if you can pull people into your brand on your career site, that's extremely powerful. And, you know, being able to track, you know, the details of it. So we even get down to the metrics of the exact time of day of the week that a candidate viewed a job, applied for it. So organizations can start to trend behavior. Like, for instance, 2 o'clock on Tuesday is your best time to recruit for engineers, and it's, you know, website XYZ that you're getting the best response rate off of. So it's extremely detailed information that really helps the recruiters recruit smarter.
That is going to be very effective, because when it comes to knowing when the candidate is going to be online and when they are checking out our job boards, it would be great for the recruiters to kind of be online and post all the new jobs that are coming up there. And especially you talked about videos and photographs. Believe me, I know that if photographs is more than 1,000 words, and don't talk about videos then. People, they are able to understand, you know, the culture that is inside the organization, and especially the person who they are going to work with, be a manager or be a team member, a little bit glimpse of what's going on inside the organization. It's always great when it comes to a candidate making a decision on whether to apply for a job there or not to apply. So
exactly.
We talked about tracking and measurement and metrics. So now when it comes to employer branding, you know, there is an ownership out there. We have HR professionals out there and marketing professionals out there. And back in 2014, we kind of talked about who owns these employer branding activities. So some of the professionals, some of our guests said it depends upon the organization. It's a mutual contribution, but what is your perspective when it comes to owning all those activities?
That's a tough one. You know, I think the organizations that I've seen do that really well, you know, have somebody, first of all, I think it's great to have somebody specifically assigned to employment brand messaging specifically, but having your organization, making sure the different departments work in tandem, because a lot of times marketing, what we see organizations will invest in marketing and communications in video content. And your company might have spent a lot of money creating video content before, but your HR department might never see that footage, or it might be pretty long-winded for, you know, for your candidates to review. It might be more internal messaging. So where we can help is really come in and help the organization storyboard the messaging they want to come across and make it candidate-specific, because we see a lot of companies that have, you know, especially we work with a lot of Fortune 1000, so, you know, they've got great video, but oftentimes it's not being leveraged at all by HR, and if it is, it's certainly not, you know, being tracked. So we can come in and kind of help them put that in our technology platform and be able to really be able to leverage and get the ROI off of it that you would expect for, you know, an investment. And I think because marketing has historically paid quite a bit for video, one thing that we see is sometimes our organizations are scared of the cost. And like with our solution, for instance, even if we help the company create the videos, it's less than a job board, which most people are shocked about. So, you know, it doesn't have to be scary from a cost perspective either.
Oh, that's true. Well, this is going to be a debatable topic for you when it comes to, you know, talking about employer branding. Should an organization do that in-house, or should they be hiring a third party to do their employer branding activities or even recruitment marketing activities? What do you think? Should it be done inside or in-house by collaborating with HR and marketing? Or should they be solely depending on a third party who doesn't even know of the culture, but they would do a great job of learning and researching about it and coming up with a good strategy out of it? But basically, what do you recommend?
Yeah, I don't think it necessarily matters who creates the content. You know, for us, the video is really just a vehicle, you know, a better vehicle to transport through enhanced technology. So I don't think, you know, creating the video in-house versus, you know, relaying it to a third party is necessarily going to make a big difference. The only time I see it kind of get in the way, if they're doing it internally, is if, you know, that's not their, obviously their core forte. And, you know, sometimes it can really add to the length of time for a project versus hiring, you know, somebody from the outside. But as long as they're including their internal people in the messaging, especially when it comes to, you know, the cultural messaging, I think that, you know, you can successfully run it either way, internal or external. But really the differentiator is going to be the technology that you have driving that video once it's created.
And especially after putting all this effort or all this cost and money and resources after making a fantastic video, as you said, organizations are failing when it comes to leveraging that video, or even HR professionals putting that word out there or getting that information right there in front of the candidates, making it searchable or increasing that visibility. So what do you recommend for the HR professionals when it comes to leveraging it at the best or making it more visible, searchable, so that the candidates can, you know, see it and make a decision?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think two things on that. Number one, the applicant tracking system embedment is just absolutely critical, because then it's going out everywhere you're sourcing. We just, for instance, entered into a partnership with Oracle Taleo. We integrate with every applicant tracking system, but we have a formal relationship now where they're going to be representing our product to their Taleo Business Edition customers, because they recognize that once you have that video content embedded in there, it's more attractive to the candidate. And then another important part I think about that too is the candidate's expectation, because it gets extremely frustrating for the candidates to apply for a job and then get kind of dropped into, you know, a black hole and not know what's happening with it. So one of the things that we're helping employers with is to you know, get the message out there about what happens next, and creating a short video with, you know, setting those expectations on the candidate side, because I'm sure you probably have talked about quite a bit on your show. The candidates, they have no idea that, you know, it can take, you know, easily up to 4 weeks for us as HR professionals to review their resumes. So that can really lead to frustrations.
Exactly. So the other side of the coin is our employees, right? They are our brand ambassadors, and we would really want them to involve in all those activities. Once that video is out there on our career site or on our social media platforms, we would want them to involve and them to share on their own timeline, so that we can influence their network too. But basically, how do we build that trust among those employees so that they can involve and become a part of it and talk about the brand?
How do you get the employees actively involved in the conversation to create the video? Is that the question?
No. After creating the video, once that final product is out there, all the news mm-hmm. and all the links are there on our career site, but then we would want our employees also to talk about the brand, represent the brand, even share all those content that we have created.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, that's a great way to use the video content, because in addition to, you know, embedding it into your sourcing strategy, obviously employee referral is hugely important, and, you know, just acts as an even more important validator of your messaging.
All right, that's really cool. So, digital disruptions. What is the single most digital disruptions that you have seen in 2015? I'm sorry, 2014, and what do you expect to see in 2015?
You know, we're seeing more and more creativity when it comes to creating the digital ads. You know, some of our more conservative clients will go with, we've got a couple different format options that leaves it kind of open to, you know, content creation on the customer side, but they can go, conservative companies can go with news desk, but we're seeing more and more companies want to include, even in their job descriptions, which are, you know, about a minute long to keep people's attention, we're seeing them wanting to include, you know, things like images of their people, video footage of what they do in their industry. So those are really great ways to, you know, create some additional imagery behind your job instead of just having the position description.
Mm-hmm. That's a great info right there. So, Lindsay, I'm going to ask about something personal. Throughout your experience, throughout your journey, you've been an HR professional, and now you're working with marketing professionals. So now, what is that single most lesson that you would want to tell our HR audience right there when it comes to learning from the marketing people?
From how to learn from the marketing department in your organization?
Yeah, one single lesson that you would want the HR professionals to learn from the marketing professionals.
Well, I think if you look at, you know, advertising and, you know, how organizations advertise from, you know, from that perspective on a marketing side of things, I think, you know, they are very ahead of the curve when it comes to tracking. And ultimately, you know, we need to be there as HR professionals. So I think the one thing that we can look at is, you know, following trends. Like you look at video consumption, for instance, just from a marketing perspective, and it's through the roof. And, you know, we're increasingly seeing day-over-day video consumption off of mobile devices, you know, just increasing all the time, which is so important as well. And that's, you know, why we've created our solution to be device-agnostic viewable, you know, whether you're on a tablet, phone, whatever it is, you know, the candidate's going to be able to have a positive experience. So I think, you know, looking at those different data points and not forgetting that we're ultimately at the end of the day, and, you know, as I mentioned at the beginning of the segment, when we go into 2015, this is just becoming more and more relevant with it being such a competitive market, but we need to make sure that we're doing a better job of selling our organizations to the candidates. So, you know, ultimately we do have to be marketers of our jobs.
Exactly. And let me ask you the other way around, one single lesson that you would want marketing people to learn from HR professionals.
I'm sorry, a single lesson I'd like to what?
One single lesson that you would want marketing professionals to learn from HR professionals.
Oh, good question. Work with them. Work with your HR teams. Make sure that they have access to the resources that you've created, because you want to make sure that your messaging is consistent with marketing and HR. And I think that's something that organizations that are recruiting effectively, you know, is really a differentiator.
All right. So we have about 5 minutes left at this point. So, Lindsay, throughout your journey, what motivates you when it comes to become successful in what you do?
What motivates me?
Mm-hmm.
The technology. I think, you know, being able to see where we're going as an industry and working with our channel partners because they, you know, do a really nice job of kind of staying ahead of the curve. I think, you know, when we look at where we're at now and where we can be as an industry, there's just so much potential for strategic development, and that's what really excites me. The technology pieces, you know, what I get really excited about. I mean, when you look at the impact that, you know, things like search engine optimization can have on an organization, you know, being more effective and, you know, saving dollars at the end of the day, that really excites me. You know, being able to go into an organization, establish a baseline of success for them, and then just be able to blow it out of the water. That's fun.
That's great. And tell our audience, what do you like most about working with DigiMe?
I think just being able to, you know, keep a pulse on the market. You know, I have the pleasure of handling most of our media as well. So I've gotten to be on, you know, some great television and radio shows like yours, and that's fun. You know, that's something that a lot of people in our industry don't get to do. So that's, you know, between the strategy and the technology and the press, it's very it's constantly changing for me. It never gets stagnant, so it makes my job very enjoyable.
Great. And it's 2015. We all know, you know, in the beginning of the year, we are making some resolutions and probably not resolution, but setting some goals and wanting to achieve that. So tell us, what are your personal goals and professional goals, and how are you planning to achieve this?
You know, I'm not a big one for resolutions. I really believe in, you know, a consistent lifestyle. So I'm really big into, personally, I'm really big into to fitness. So that's an important goal to me. But, you know, I think professionally, just continuing to see our industry develop and, you know, being able to work with organizations and help them see that progress. We're partnering with some new companies as strategic channel partners going into 2015 that I'm really excited about and getting the word out there. We're also actively involved with the Top Recruiter Project and some of the documentaries that he's doing around the industry, which I think is just, you know, so much fun because it brings a whole nother level of attention to our space that didn't exist before.
Right. So in order to, you know, staying current, or keeping your fingers on the pulse of what's happening in the digital footprint space, what do you do, or what do you recommend our audience to do?
I think, you know, having a really great partner like ours. I mean, I gotta push us, right? But I like ours to be able to, you know, look at the data and then make sure that you partner with an organization that's going to be willing to make that informational investment with you, because I know for us, you know, having our clients, because it's information that they haven't had access to before, and, you know, data and analytics that, you know, aren't provided by traditional sources, having them understand that information and be able to leverage it to, you know, be more effective in their day-to-day jobs, you know, that's just, that's it for us.
Great. So, Lindsay, thank you so much for joining with us today in this new year, in this new week, on this Monday, to talk more about digital footprints, employer branding, and how to make these videos more clickable, searchable, so that your candidates will be able to search you out. So, Lindsay, where can our audience connect with you, come and find you? Tell them your Twitter handle and your website so they can tune in.
Yes. So my Twitter handle is JSTNCCO, but you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, our website. There's all my contact information is actually on the digi-me.com website. So all of our team is on there. You can look at the great videos. You can see information about our tool. You can sign up for a demo. So everything's on the digi-me.com website.
All right. So thank you so much again for joining with us. Have a wonderful new year, 2015. Wish you all the very best, and we will talk to you all soon.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Lindsay. Bye-bye.
Bye.